T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Even though it's Monday, you know, still beautiful out the window. Try and get out and get your vitamin D today. Time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Mondays are good too, Sarah.
Oh, no. No, they're not. They're terrible days. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that, Vinny. Stop it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Chilton Auto Body, everyone. All right, here's what's happening. Couple repeats for you real quick. Daylight savings time starts this month in 2 weeks from today. So there's something good for you to look. You can look forward to longer days and that those evenings after work. I know a lot of people who work a regular shift are thrilled there's some daylight on the back end of their day. It gives them a chance to walk with the family or whatever.
Right.
So that's good.
See their actual house. Like, oh, it's not just lights in the darkness.
Mm-hmm. Also this month, St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Sure. The 17th.
And green beer. That's about it that you need to know about. Weather today is looking pretty good. You may see partly cloudy skies through the week, but we don't expect rain until Friday. So, but today's the best day, I think, of all of the days. Like, today should be
today's the
sweet.
One.
Sweet. Yeah.
Okay.
Really, really nice.
Yeah, it's cloudless.
And of course,
right
the
now.
Weekend was stellar, right?
Oh, it was beautiful. Just a beautiful weekend. Lovely. All the trees are starting to bloom, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, again, this is another repeat, but I just wanted to mention that it looks like the FDA authorized a new vaccine by Johnson & Johnson. They expect that means we'll have a third of the U.S. population vaccinated by the end of March. And the numbers are currently really good across California. Cases are dropping. So,
so good.
I'll leave that one there for now since we've said it a couple times. But it's just good news. And I prefer to bring you that than what I've had to bring you most of the year, which is more and more bad news. So here we go. You know what's weird? I think if I remember correctly, and I may not, but this former president of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, I think he had a hot girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I may know him for that. I don't really remember him, but he's just
been
convicted.
I think he had
like
an actress girlfriend or something.
I think so, yes. Yeah. I think he had a hot girlfriend or wife, but he's been found guilty of corruption and is headed to prison.
Oh,
actually,
that's
he'll
a
probably
bummer.
Do a ankle bracelet, but I just went, wow, that is a trip. Nicolas Sarkozy, former president of France. He was president from 07 to 2012, and he's been convicted of, corruption.
Business.
Guilty of corruption and influence peddling. And he got 1 year and 2 year suspended sentence, so yikes.
Yeah, that is it's not what you want to hear about your president, is it?
Mm-mm. Social media.
Oh,
we love it.
God. Do we?
Oh, we do.
It loves
Come
us.
Come on,
that's
you post.
Sure.
You love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Bryn?
Yeah. I'm all about TikTok.
Woo.
According to a new
TikToks.
Study out of New York I University, don't. The main reason we use social media is the same reason why we try to train animals, or same as the reason why we try to train animals to do tricks for food. We're addicted to the rewards. On social media, the reward is getting a lot of likes. For animals, the reward is getting something to eat. But it's that base need that is met.
I've done something good. And I got some likes or some dog biscuits.
How frequently people posted on social media, when people posted something that got a lot of likes, they started posting more often.
Yeah.
After they put up a post that got that bombed, they posted less.
Mm.
The likes are what we're into. And it's sort of a weird thing that they stumbled into, Zuck and others. Maybe they had an idea it was going to work, but the way it works, they couldn't have known in advance, right?
I would like to think that they couldn't have, because honestly, if you knew what social media was going to bring us, would you have inventoriated it? Or would you have said, I think the world
would be better off without that? Well, I think the multi-billionaire would say, yeah, absolutely. Mm. Have you seen me? I have homes everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe take money out of the equation.
You know? Yeah.
Is that something you want to lose? Is that the Pandora's box you want to open?
It's a good question. Mm. Dating during this time is hard enough because you've got to worry, as you mentioned, your boy Hooman's on the scene.
Yes.
And he appears to be dodging COVID like an NFL running back. Like,
he's just amazing with that.
He's out there on the field and nothing's touched him yet.
Nope. He's getting away with it, Vin.
That's me knocking on wood.
That's solid.
I hope that he can continue his run.
I hope so, too, because you know when no one gets sick like Hooman gets sick. Boy, when Hooman is sick, the world knows all about it. Every detail, and why didn't you visit me in the hospital?
Right. There's a director of relationship science at the dating
science
app Hinge who recently shared a few ways to enhance your dating game.
Okay.
They
Let's
say, don't worry if there's not a spark right away. Only 11% of people say they fell in love at first sight. So stop using that marker as a way of this being a thing or not a thing.
But that's a thing I need, though.
You need it?
Swept away.
Well, then I guess it's not going to... I don't know what to say about that one.
Because you know what I'm talking about.
Moments.
Right.
With my current partner, wife, whatever.
Wife is fine. You can stick with wife.
I'm used to saying partner. I can't. Right. It's not that I have married her very publicly. I'm just not used to saying it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were like hanging out and playing with fire so early on. Remember, I brought her on a work trip like 3 weeks in.
Really, really early on. And we were all like, she's a keeper, she's a keeper. And you were like, I'm trying to get rid of her. I don't know. I feel like I'd take her on the work trip. That's sure to break us
up.
I'm
being framed right now. That is not what I said.
You do it to yourself.
I think that I expected it to be
you
the
kept
reason.
Doing things that you're like, well, this is sure to break us up.
Yeah, yeah. You know, okay, I'll give you that.
Looking for ways. This love thing, I don't know if I want this.
And I've even asked her since then, like, what possessed you to come on a work trip to Tahoe with me? Like, she goes, it sounded fun.
Like, she was like, I was hoping it would break us up.
I don't think that was the case. But no, she thought, it sounded like fun. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, all right.
Well, we knew you were serious. You were obviously part of the 11% because nobody brings their new, not even girlfriend yet, on a work trip 2 weeks in. It just doesn't happen.
Well, not a work trip with a radio show, that's for sure.
Yeah, that person is sure to be under the microscope.
Right.
I remember Yuzi and I were sitting across the table from her, and she just started to like back up from us as we're like peppering her with questions. And she's all, what have I done?
Uh-huh. Anyway, here's a couple more dating tips. They say set specific dating goals. Finding someone takes motivation, and it can be helpful to set small, achievable goals. That way you won't get overwhelmed, like aiming for one date a week or one date a month, even if it's just coffee during a work day.
That makes sense.
Set a goal. Take another look at your deal breakers. They write, like height, for example. Is it really a deal breaker or just a preference? If you've got stuff like that in your dating profile, you're probably filtering out a lot of great people. Try to be more open-minded.
Yeah.
Listen. I don't know about the height thing, but I do believe that being super specific is a great way to stay single.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is, because even the guy who fits all the criteria goes, oh, Jesus, I'm in trouble if I call this person.
Right.
Like, this, I'm this person's dream guy. I can tell. It's all right here. It's, a, you know, it's basically my profile.
And they also add here, these are dating tips if you're out there and you're on the scene. Here's one, a last one. They say, okay, don't give everyone, but give most people a second date, because that first date is awkward and hard for everyone involved.
Right.
So you may not click. Everyone's always nervous. Mm. Giving people more than one chance may help you find that person.
Because you both have jitters on the first date. You know, it's hard. It's hard to find somebody that you... But sometimes you stumble into it and you go, oh, yeah, I like that too. And I would say the height thing is for sure. Like, my mom would always say, you know, you want a tall guy. And then I was with John, who's an inch shorter than me, and it was like that was the right thing, you know?
Well, and if that's the case, I would not want to be with someone if they had...
If I wasn't quite measuring up.
Yeah, well, in any, whatever way, like whatever a person's thing is, I'm not going to sit there and apologize for what I am. And right. I don't want to have to.
And you shouldn't have to, right.
And I'm not going to stay with you if that's some you know, critical box that
I've
don't
made
check.
A huge concession for you.
Yeah,
you're under 6 feet tall. You're lucky to have me.
I want you to leave. That's what I want. Just go find that person for yourself, and
right.
I'll be happier and you'll be happier.
Oh, the world will
whatever
be a happier
that thing
place.
Is.
Right.
You know, I think that while I was dating, one of the things is there are people who want to get wasted with their person.
Mm.
They do. They want to drink.
Yep. Sure.
And that's great. You should go drink with someone else because I can't.
Yep.
Have a good one. How many hours a week are you wasting because of your old work computer?
I would say I'm wasting 6 to 7 hours a day on my old work computer. That damn! Oh my god! I'm gonna throw this thing through a window.
You know what you should do?
What?
Here we go.
Apple.com will actually deliver a new one to you before. But you might even be able to get it by before tomorrow's show.
This is a pretty new computer.
Oh, what?
Yeah, this is. I'm using an iMac, and the thing is just it clearly something has happened to it. It was, I've been using it this whole pandemic. Like, it's been fine up until, 3 weeks ago? All of a sudden, it was like, you know what? F you. I've had this up here for two. I'm taking this down while you're reading it. That's what's going to happen. I don't know what to do. I'm actually thinking maybe I need to change browsers. Like, I'm actually having the most trouble with the Google stuff.
Oh.
It just refuses to load.
The average office worker is saying they lose 3 hours a week of productivity due to their old slow computer or issues with outdated technology.
Yeah.
There's no question these big companies, like, we're different. We buy our own stuff, and that's part of our business and what we do. But a lot of companies will say, no, we'll issue you stuff, and you're not getting the newest, best stuff.
No.
A lot of times they bought in bulk, and they need to work through all those before.
Here you go. Oh, no, this is the same one as the cruddy one I'm already using. Oh, no, these are the ones. Here.
No, we updated this one.
Mm, this one's all set.
Our IT department fixed that one for you. Don't worry about it.
It's great. They went over with a fine-tooth comb.
Super. Thanks.
Okay, I'm sure I won't have any problems with it. Thank you so much.
There's a contest out there right now that you can win $250,000. $250,000.
Okay.
There's your retirement. Well, maybe not retirement, but a good start.
Well, it's a nice bump on, you know, whatever you got saved for retirement.
All you have to do is be able to prove you have some sort of superpower.
Oh, a superpower.
So if you can prove it, you'll take home a nice stack of cash.
Oh, man. Don't you know, sometimes I watch those shows. I'm like, God, I wish I just, even a minor superpower, like, you know, being able to point your finger and pew, shoot a gun right out.
The Center for Inquiry. What? The Center for Inquiry, Los Angeles, has been running a contest for a few years called the Paranormal Challenge. And the rules are simple. If you can prove you have a superpower, you'll win $250K. Mm.
Yeah, but then they know and then they abduct you and examine you for science. You know, you're going to get dissected for sure if you've got a... Real superheroes, they don't present themselves for $250,000. They can just appear in a bank vault, take what they want, and disappear out of there. Come on. Everyone knows that.
I mean... That's one of those weird things where they get publicity and the there's just no way anyone's going to win that. So they'll just keep getting in the news. I fell for it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry at all. Listen, it's causing me to self-examine. Like, I must have, come on, I got to have something, right? I mean, you know, my fingernails, like, grow really fast. You know, I'm constantly having to cut these things. Is that a superpower?
No.
Like, I could claw your face out moments after I've cut my nails? Come on, that could be a thing. Nicole, she's got, like, powerful eyebrows. Look right at you. Oh, those things are defined. You know?
I can cut.
Bryn. Yeah, Bryn's got, like, stunner shades that, like, if he flashes his actual eyes at you, you know, you
laser
follow.
Laser beams,
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, laser beam eyes, sure. Thanks for wearing the blue blockers. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You look great, kid.
You know?
Thanks.
Vinny punches out sharks, and though he just punches them, and they go flying.
Don't say that.
We've all got stuff.
The sharks are back, by the way, here in Santa Cruz. So
sounds great. Oh, my God. Let's go surfing. Woo! You know, I know that if I went surfing one time, I'd get eaten by a shark.
No, you wouldn't.
Yep, I would. It
would
happen.
You would not.
It would. I would.
I could
tell you. Okay, maybe I'd get one time. The second time, though, I'd be like, oh, see, nothing happened. Wouldn't go back in, dead.
I can tell you that you would for sure find trouble, but it wouldn't be from a shark. There are plenty of ways to find trouble in the ocean.
I'm tangled up in seaweed, and now I've been pulled to the bottom by otters.
There you go. That's more likely than a shark attack. One last story. Oh, I'm at. Let me do text. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hey, Sarah, try using Firefox.
I'm using Firefox. Sarah? I am using it, and it was amazing right up until 3 weeks ago.
Try using Google Chrome.
Yeah. I'm gonna reset my computer, and I'm gonna start it up with Google Chrome. That's what I'm gonna do.
All right, this is exciting.
Yeah, we'll see, and hopefully, I'll be able to do it in the 6 minutes. I might want an extra song because I think I'm in for a world of hurt here.
What am I reading? Tell me if you understand this. 808 says, "Let's face it, the star of the random hookup was Village."
Oh, Village was on the random hookup.
He joined, yeah,
oh, I forgot after. That. Yeah.
So Hooman was only on for like half the
yeah, Hooman was on for half. And then we saw that Village was in the people watching. He commented and we're like, oh, let's get Village on. So Village came on. Hey, Sarah, how are you? Great. I'm good. I'm making my pizza tonight.
Wait a minute. Is Village still with that lady in the Philippines?
Yeah, turns out he is.
Is he in love with her?
Yeah, but like she lives in the Philippines. So he's seen her, I think, one time, and they correspond all the time. And his plan is when I turn 62 and a half, when they start giving me Social Security, I'm moving to the Philippines.
He's going to go there.
Turns out.
Does he know that when he walks in the door, she's going to club him in the head and start collecting his checks?
Well, she didn't do it the first time he went there, so I guess he feels, well, you know, it's like the whole sharking thing.
These are long plays, man. You got to, I mean, she's playing
agree,
him for the...
I agree, Vinny. It's very sketchy.
She needs him to turn 62 and a half.
Nikki, Bryn, did you feel like he was going to be in big trouble?
I didn't know.
I thought of 90 Day Fiancé. I'm like, this is exactly what happens on 90 Day Fiancé. I don't watch that show, but clips that I do see.
I
see it like come up on social media. I'm like, this is an actual thing. Yeah. Like, wow.
I was thinking his money's going to go a lot further out there in the Philippines.
It sure will. He'll be a rich life. Man on his social
Well, she's going to do great with his money and her current husband. All he has to do is club Village on the head and they're going to be, you know, rich.
I know. That's the part of the story that we haven't said. I think she's still married.
Right.
I forgot all about that. I should have.
She probably still lives with her current husband.
The drunk people on the show shouldn't be asking the questions. We need you, man.
Yeah, I had no idea she was still married. Why don't you bring that up on Friday, Sarah?
I forgot about
In fairness to me, that was my first time meeting Village. So yeah, I didn't know his whole backstory.
Right. Like, she's like, I'm sorry, who is this?
Who's this guy?
He's the guy, the reason I'm here, I guess.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh my God, you guys. New music from Justin Bieber.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.